In order to restore competitiveness, increase employment, and accelerate economic growth, many European societies are actively working to reduce corporate wage costs. This according to economics writer Eduardo Porter. For instance, in 2008, 1.9 million Portuguese private sector workers were covered by collective bargaining agreements. Last year, that number was down to 300,000. Spain has eased restrictions on collective layoffs. Ireland and Portugal have frozen their respective minimum wages, while Greece has cut its minimum wage by nearly a fourth. These shifts appear to be contributing to growing income inequality in Europe. According to University of California, Berkeley economist David Card, the drop in unionization in Portugal, quote, is going to blow the wage distribution apart, close quote. However, income inequality in Europe is still quite modest relative to the vast income gaps that characterize America. That could change. While Europe is increasingly deploying labor market policies associated with increasing inequality, many Americans appear ready to support policies targeted toward closing wage gaps. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.